Get himself a nice fresh bottle of man. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water. Ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio Menus broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, State House welcomes youth strike for peace and unity. ECZ sets January 29th, 2026 for Kasama mayor by-election following Mayor Kolola's passing. In international news, Libya's army chief killed in air crash in Turkey. And in sports news, FAS women's football rep Colonel Katoba visits Copper Queens striker Lubanji during post-surgery recovery. With the news in detail, my name is Sileso Amkena. In local news, a group of youths from Northwestern Province who walked 618 kilometers from Solwezi to Lusaka to champion peace, dialogue, and national unity have been received by government at State House in a gesture held as a powerful demonstration of patriotism and love for the country. Speaking on behalf of the group, lead walker John Kimba has thanked President Hakainde Hichilema for granting them an audience, saying the youth are united in promoting dialogue, peace and unity values consistently advocated by the head of state. Kimba says the peaceful environment has attracted more investors and yielded tangible benefits such as free education, increased constituents development fund, new mines and growth in agriculture and technology in Northwestern Province. He adds that, despite challenges, the gains of the current administration outweigh the difficulties, adding that the youth support Bill 7 and are looking forward to the 2026 general election. He has urged fellow youth to remain vigilant, reject divisions, and continue championing peace and dialogue. Presidential Special Assistant for Politics Levin Goma has described the youth as gallant young men whose work symbolizes solidarity, oneness and a deep love for Zambia. Goma says the State House remains open to peace, dialogue and engagement, aimed at economic development and taking the nation forward, noting that such openness was not always the case in the past. The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions has warned that workers' rights to collective bargaining are increasingly under threat, particularly in the public service where negotiations are tightly constrained. ZCTU President Blake Mulala notes that limits imposed on negotiations have weakened industrial democracy and left workers frustrated as wages fail to match the rising cost of living. Speaking at the end of year media briefing in Lusaka today, Mulala says the restrictive frameworks guiding negotiations have predetermined outcomes, preventing meaningful engagement between workers and employers, thereby eroding trust in collective bargaining mechanisms. Meanwhile, Mulala says economic conditions remain harsh for most workers despite improvements in macroeconomic indicators. He has observed that rising prices of basic goods and services coupled with inflation have reduced real incomes, leaving many families unable to meet basic needs. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia says the impressive 2025 grade 7 and grade 9 examination results are as a result of abolishing automatic progression of learners from primary to secondary in 2023. According to the results announced yesterday, the nation pass rate for grade 9 candidates is at 72%, up from 55% in 2024, and almost 72% for grade 7 candidates, showing improvement from last year. NACARE's Executive Director, Dr. Aaron Chansa, says abolishing 100% progression allowed suitable learners to go to secondary schools, increasing academic competition and promoting hard work. Dr. Chansa has commended the Ministry of Education, Examinations Council of Zambia, and teachers for their efforts in ensuring the smooth dispensation of exams, but has urged government to consider allowances for invigilators and supervisors, citing the tedious nature of exam work. He has also advised the ministry to formulate a clear agenda for implementing the 8 pathways in the new curriculum, warning against forcing learners into one academic pathway. Meanwhile, the Professional Teachers Union of Zambia, PROTUS, has attributed the 2025 grade 9 pass rate jump to 72%, up from 55% last year, to the government's creation of an effective learning environment. PROTUS General Secretary Dr. Kangwa Musenga notes that the government investment in school infrastructure, desk distribution through CDF, and massive teacher recruitment has contributed to improved performance. Still in local news, a group of youths from Northwestern Province who walked 618 kilometers from Solwezi to Lusaka to champion peace, dialogue, and national unity have been received by government at State House. In a gesture held as a powerful demonstration of patriotism and love for the country, speaking on behalf of the group, lead worker John Kimba has thanked President Hakainde Hichilema for granting them an audience, saying the youths are united in promoting dialogue, peace, and unity values consistently advocated by the head of state. Kimba says the peaceful environment has attracted more investors and yielded tangible benefits such as free education, increased constituent development fund, new mines, and growth in agriculture and technology in Northwestern Province. The Southern Water Supply and Sanitation Company has restored water supply to Livuyu Township after damage to a major pipeline caused by heavy rains on Saturday. Livingstone Regional Manager Nchimunya Havenzu says about 15 meters of the water line supplying Livuyu was washed away after the Maramba River overflowed. Havenzu explains that the utility initially projected to spend about 300,000 kwacha to reconstruct the damaged section of the pipeline. However, restoration costs were significantly reduced to less than 30,000 kwacha after engineers successfully recovered the washed away pipes. And finally, in local news, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that the Kasama mayoral by-election will be held on Thursday, January 29, 2026. The commission has further set December 30, 2025 as the date for the filing of nominations. ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga explains that the campaign period will officially open on Wednesday, December 31st, 2025 at 14 hours and close at 18 hours on Wednesday, January 28th, 2026. In a statement issued, Luhanga says candidates must lodge completed and attested statutory declaration and nomination papers before a magistrate, local court, head of a government, primary or secondary school, principal of a college, commissioner of oaths, election officer or returning officer on Tuesday, December 30th, 2025, between 9 hours and 15 hours. The by-election has been necessitated by the death of Kasama Mayor Teresa Kolala of the Patriotic Front on Friday, December 5th, 2025. We now take a short break. Still to come is international sports news. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone.